Good morning. My guest this morning is Richard Kahn. What can I say, Richard? Richard Kahn from Sebastopol.
That's me. Yeah.
You have relinquished your automobile identity for today and for the next little bit at any rate, and are mentoring absolute music. How did you come to get into this part of music?
Well, Suzanne and Alfred Batzdorf, who started Absolute Music and are members of Congregation Beth and Me, as am I, they're aging out a bit. They're 93 and 91, and they really can't carry the whole team anymore.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking for about a year that myself and Mel Decker will kind of step in and see if we can't keep it going as we would very much like to do.
Okay, so your premiere performance is on April 10th, 7:30 p.m., at Congregation Beth Ami on Mayette Avenue.
Yes.
And the group is String Circle. So talk about them
a little bit. Well, this is pretty marvelous. The String Circle are four musicians: Joe Edelberg from the Santa Rosa Symphony, as we all know, Katie Keim, Anthony Martin, and Talia Moore. And each musician is accomplished in their own right. Katie plays with Philharmonia Baroque and the American Bach Soloist. Anthony Martin plays with Novella Quartet and American Bach Soloist. And Thalia Moore is the SF Opera second cellist and the SF Ballet Orchestra cellist. When they come together, they want to do things that they don't get to play in orchestras or even things you hear when you go to a concert.
Right. Well, it's starting out with a composer that I have not heard of.
Nor had I. Andre Gretry. Let me back up for a second and say that one of the things that Joe really likes to do with Absolute Music is find things you haven't heard before and let you hear them. And clearly he knows these pieces well. The Gretry String Quartet is a 18th century piece. The Rameau piece is a 17th, 18th century piece. The Tchaikovsky String Quartet is a 19th century piece.
Uh-huh.
And each one of these things are, what I've been able to read about them, especially the Tchaikovsky String Quartet, is underappreciated and underknown. And that's what you can be guaranteed of coming to this performance, is that you'll hear three pieces you probably haven't heard before.
Right.
Of very fine music.
Well, I've heard Rameau, though not that piece in particular.
Exactly.
It almost sounds, Les Ramis, it almost sounds like that means Rameau fans.
As I tried to learn about that, there's evidently two competing schools of performance at that time and emphasis, and Ramis is the other version of how to of what, you know, I'm getting a thin territory here, but that was a movement in composition and playing.
So is the Sanctuary of Congregation Beth Ami, is that going to be your major venue?
Yes, it is. It has marvelous acoustics. We've had two concerts now there, and the tall section at the front of the thing, of the room, is just marvelous. You're sitting in a semicircle right around the musicians. Nobody's more than 40 or 50 feet from the quartet, and the music is right there. It's just marvelous.
Oh, great. Have you chosen more shows as of right now?
Not yet. That's the whole thing of the handoff between the Batzdorfs and ourselves, is now that we got our feet wet, we're going to work some more on bringing in other people and other music on a more regular basis.
Oh, that's great. A real service to the community. Thanks very much for what you're doing, Richard.
Sure.
And for coming here and talking
to us.
My
pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Let's tell people once again that this is Absolute Music's concert coming up on Sunday, April 10th, 7:30 p.m. at Congregation Beth Ami. For information and tickets, telephone number 540-0614. Also online, Mel Decker, MELDECKER5, meldecker5@gmail.com. And you can also get tickets at the door if there are any left.
We hope not.
Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.